Hey, Bam Bam. Hi, Peter. Hello, welcome to the Dina Joe podcast. I am DJ Dina Joe, your friend coming to you from colorful Colorado. Thank you so much for joining my show today. You all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you and hit that follow button so you can join me live sometime. I have the best people in the chat. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 Mountain Standard Time. Thank you again for your love, support, and likes and downloads. Yes. If we can turn this thing down a little bit. Welcome, EEMDGSWZ. Welcome. How you guys doing? How you doing, Peter? Did you finish? You finished up the hi BP. You finished up the stock show, correct? I know it just completely finished, I guess, this past weekend. No more cows, horses, llamas. And it's snowing again. Cold, cold, cold. I hope I got everybody. Oh, the E person. EMDGSWZ. Oh crap. I wasn't even in the button. Let's try that again. EEMDGSWZ. Probably not. Let's see. There's time. Welcome. Yeah, I saw that it said it was snowing a little bit where you lived. So, gosh, it went from being really loud to really low. There we go. All right. Yeah, today is Monday, January 23rd. Today in Denver, it is currently 20. Feels like 15. And it's snowing again, but it's just supposedly just supposed to be adjusting. Hopefully it will just be adjusting. Because we have, I think this is the longest it's been, well, that I can remember, it's been the last couple of years. It usually snows and then the sun comes out and and then it melts. But now it's just missing constant snow, which you guys are used to in Canada. I'm not used to it. My little bones don't like it. All right, so snow on and off today, with a high of 32 in Denver. And for my family in Canada, let's see. We're gonna go straight to Welland, Ontario, where it feels like it's minus, oh well, it's minus two and it feels like it's minus six. And they said you might get to a high of two. Cloudy with few flurries ending in the morning, cloudy for the rest of the day. Since let's see, hi short pants, good to see you. I like that. I'll say the rest of the Canada weather when they come in, but for BP and the people that make all the yummy food in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. Now, they said it's currently around 31 with light snow, feels like 29, and you might get to a high of 35. Hi, D-Mac. Good to see you. And I wanted to wish a little someone. Hi, Esha. Esha's in the house. I wanted to wish Miss Ellie, my little Canadian family friend out there, a happy birthday. It was her sixth birthday yesterday. So I'm gonna play one of these Chuck E. Cheese's. Let's see. Here we go. Happy birthday, Ellie.
We say happy, you say birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Stomp your feet.
Rock your
dance.
Play your
guitar. Rock it out and have a fun, you birthday star. Put your hands up.
Put your hands up.
With Chuck E. Cheese.
With Chuck E. Cheese.
With them left, with them right, and now you freeze. We say happy, you say birthday. Happy,
birthday.
Happy, birthday. Clap your hands. Now stomp your feet. Now repeat after me. Everybody say, I like to party.
Hi, Mike.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Hey,
we're saying happy birthday to Ellie. A big rat. Happy birthday, Ellie. I hope you're having a good day. I hope you liked your Big Mac tacos you had yesterday. I heard those are delicious, by the way. We got to get that recipe again. I think that's what they're called, right, Bam Bam? Big Mac tacos? I know it sounds weird, but when you see the recipe, it actually looks really good. I guess you take the bun and you kind of flatten it, if I'm correct. You kind of flatten it and then it's toasty, or you could toast it. You toasty, it's like toasty. And so then it's flatter and you use that bun to hold all of the ingredients you put into the middle of it. So yeah, that's what she wanted for her birthday. So she got that. Happy birthday, Ellie. I hope you had a good day yesterday. Yeah, Miss Ellie, 6 years old. All right, so I'm moving on. If I can get my hands are so cold. The word of the day that I have for you today. Oh, and before, you know, I wanted to tell you, guys, I don't know if you've ever seen those classes, the commercials for Master Class. When they first came out, they were really expensive. Maybe some of them still are. But I've been noticing when I've been Googling recipes and stuff, a lot of times the Master Class will pop up. And it's a free one that's out there on the web. For instance, I'm going to be talking about pesto a little later. And I have a Master Class that I found that I will post onto the Dina Jo podcast Facebook page. And it tells you everything you can possibly think of about pesto. And it's by, you know, those fancy pants chefs out there. I just smiled because we have you changed it. Short pants instead of fancy pants, but short pants battle chihuahua in the house. So yeah, they look cool. So sent you a recipe for the Big Mac taco. Thank you, BP, my assistant. I have nice assistants in this house, man. You guys are so helpful. D too. You guys are great. Thank you. I will post that too, also on to the Facebook page, so you guys could have that. But his family loves it. He's got a nice big family that enjoys that. So anyway, but those master classes are awesome. Take a look, and if you want to, I'm a learning. You know, I just constantly want to learn stuff. If it's not about food, it's about learning how to do this. It's about learning how to do this and other things too. Hey, Lou Rock, was that a mistake or did I? Oh no, hey, Bam Bam.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, if you post that recipe, what I do, and it's just me because I the way I like it. I sub in the vinegar for the mac sauce with lemon juice. It just
so instead of the vinegar, you use lemon juice?
Yes.
Okay.
And an easier way to get your hamburger buns to go flat is just putting them in the microwave for like 20 seconds. It just sort of heat steams them a little bit. And then when you roll them out, they will actually stay flat. They won't start to repuff.
Oh.
I've learned from trial and error. Yesterday's, they turned out so good, and I actually even started, I sweat out my onions too, so they taste more like McDonald's onions, because McDonald's onions come dry, and they have to hydrate them with warm water.
Okay.
So that's why they got their own unique taste. So I actually sweat my onions even now too, and man, they were so good yesterday.
Oh, man, and it's so simple.
It's extremely simple, and you don't get the McGut rots afterwards.
Oh, good. Yeah. No going to the bathroom and stuff, huh?
Yeah, because you're using real hamburger meat, right? So it's not like processed and fillers and all that stuff. It's actually quite good.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, you know what? While I have you on here, you know what is so dang funny? You know, well, my refrigerator, we're having refrigerator issues. That's not funny. But what's funny is I'm having to move stuff outside. We get, you know, you sent me the maple syrup from Canada. And so I usually get the most expensive brand at Costco. And yesterday when I look on the back, it says product of Canada. Of course. Isn't that funny?
Best maple syrup comes from Canada.
Yeah. And I've been buying it this whole time. I'm laughing. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so funny. And I'm like tasting the other one. This is so good. It does taste so much better. And the other one is from Canada too. Hi, Chester.
Well, see, maple syrup grows on maple trees all around the Great Lake regions, but most of it is in Canada. So we get the bulk of it, but there's certain little things that different places do a little bit differently, like their cook times, temps and stuff like that. There's no real recipe for maple syrup. It's just, you tap the tree, you get a bucket under it, you take all the tree sap and you boil it. But some people boil it for longer. Some people boil
okay.
it for temperature. Because it's got a definite flash point where it turns sort of from yellow to a gold color. But higher quality ones will give it a longer time, so it gets a little bit deeper gold.
Okay.
So
that's what I was going to ask. Where does the different colors come in? That's where it comes in.
50-50 corn syrup mixed with maple syrup just to make fake cheap maple syrup, and it tastes like crap.
Yeah, and it's just sugar.
Yeah, basically pure sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, what I grew up on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They do the same thing with honey too, though. Like if you buy honey at a store and it crystallizes,
yep.
it means they were force feeding the bees sugar so they can get the honey to produce faster. So it's a lower grade honey versus like a natural honey.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like the honey I grew up on and the little bear, says you squeeze. You squeeze the little bear's tummy. Yep. Mm-hmm. You got to buy the good stuff.
Maple syrup's been a Canadian currency for a long time, and so has honey, Jester.
I was laughing so hard when I just happened to pick it up that way, and it says product of Canada. I'm like, oh my gosh, this whole time. And I've been hiding it. I hide it because Aaron, you know, I don't know if with your kids, but like with Aaron, he just like pours like a cup of maple syrup on stuff. I'm like, okay, dude, you need to use the rest of this cheap stuff and get it out of this house. Because at one time Lewis was buying that. I'm like, get it out of the house. I don't want it in here anymore. Then I will ration it. I will. You sent me two jars. I let them have one and I kept one for myself.
Well, what I'll do the next time is when I go to the place that has the honey, has the actual maple syrup, I'll send you up some. They have different treats that they make out of it. Like maple leaf shaped sugar candies and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but you can usually only get those at like actual places that make and have like maple syrup tours and stuff. Like they'll take
gotcha
for maple syrup tours once a year and stuff. So yeah,
that's cool.
Alrighty, I'll quit jacking the show and
you never do day. Thank you.
Ellie said thank you, and she's like, how does this lady know it's my birthday?
Oh, Allie, we'll meet someday. Someday we'll meet.
Have a great day.
Bye, Bam Bam. That was Bam Bam. Thank you. So much information about maple syrup. Yeah, I was laughing about that. All right, so back to the word of the day. The word of the day is potential. Potential. Developing into something or capable of being or becoming. You have potential. Yeah, he does kind of sound like that revolt guy. Mm-hmm. All right. So thinking about how self-awareness can shape our potential helped me begin to define my own attitude towards fully developing into something, someone. Truly and deeply knowing yourself takes time, quiet, and enough mental and physical space in which to process. You need all you need is willpower. With a little courage and firm intention, you can achieve whatever personal potential you want. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. Potential and talent are qualities that you build within yourself with hard work. Understanding your potential requires a strong willpower, patience, and baby steps in the right direction. It doesn't happen all at once. Thank you guys so much for the likes. I appreciate it. Remember this. It says, a scrub is the guy that thinks he's fine. It's also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants, but just sits on his broke ass. Mm-hmm. That's not having any potential. That's being a scrub. Don't be a scrub. Have some potential. All right. That was my little rant. And then my quote for the day, it says, you don't have to be the smartest person in the room to be a role model. You have to be kind, compassionate, understanding, sharing your truth, letting other people see you strive and work and try to reach your what? Potential. And that is by Brendan Burchard. And I really like him. I went to a mentorship thing last year with Brian Ford with Self-Improvement Daily. He has a podcast, Self-Improvement Daily. And he mentions Brendan Burchard a lot, and he has a lot of different stuff. He's all over the interweb. So you can look him up. And I think if you just stop growing, I always talk about growth and trying to find, you know, just the best you could possibly be. That's who I try to be, the best Dina Joe I could possibly be. So try it. Thank you, Jester. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Dee. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you also very much. Is Mike being a potty mouth? So the Chinese Lunar New Year started yesterday. With some bad stuff happening in California. Crazy. I grew up not too far from there. The history of the Chinese Lunar New Year, it usually is as important. It's one of the most important holidays in China. The new year begins with the new moon appears, which typically occurs January 21st through February 20th. So it happens anywhere between that time. So we have our New Year's, they have their New Year. So if you didn't start anything new for new potential in your life during ours, you can do it now. So I don't know if anybody wants to know anything about the Chinese Lunar New Year's. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you. But let's see. Yeah, it happened yesterday. So for any of you all who are lonely and are thinking of Valentine's Day, it's coming up. It's already in the stores. It's been in the stores for some time now. Our friend Mike. Okay, Mike. Hi, Chris. Mike, if you want to travel to Chicago, Miss Taylor Swift is opening up a one-time, it's called the Bad Blood Bar. It's a bar. It's a theme bar. It's a heartbreak theme bar for all of those with broken hearts. You can go there for $22 anywhere time between February 3rd and February 26th. Oh, dear Lord, help us. Okay. It says the pop-up is located in Chicago's Electric Garden, a beer garden located in the city's West Loop neighborhood. The time-limited pop-up venue is named Bad Blood, blah, 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 in homage of her 2014 album. Swift, you have to be, are you a Swiftie, Mike? Swifties hoping to drown their sorrows will pay $20 for their experience, and that includes a welcome beverage. It doesn't tell you what it is, but you'll get a welcome beverage. I'm sure it's probably Taylor Swift themed. The event will also feature tarot card readings, and which I know you're not interested in, and spinning wheel of cocktails. So you could spin the wheel of cocktails. Unfortunately, Taylor will not be there. And this is all, the event is held by Bucket Listers. Bucket, like a bucket, and Listers. And bucketlisters.com, if you are in LA, New York, Chicago,
Austin, Houston, whew, Las Vegas, Miami, Philadelphia, San Diego, and San Francisco. You can go to bucketlisters.com and they tell you all about these little events that are going on. So, yeah, I went in there and I tried to put in Colorado to see what was going on, and yeah, we're not hip enough to be on bucket listers yet. So anyway, if you want to know what's going on in any of those cities, it's kind of cool. Little thing. You put your little city in there, beep, beep, beep. And then it brings up all the stuff that you can do. I'm sure there's other ones out there besides this company, but that one was kind of interesting. And for all you egg smugglers out there, you guys, don't go to Mexico and try to smuggle eggs, or don't go to Canada and come here and try to smuggle eggs, because it's no bueno. You will get in trouble. If you do it coming over the Mexican border, you could be jailed and then fined $10,000. But I guess that's what's happening. Egg smuggling. U.S. customers unwilling to pay the growing prices for eggs are now looking abroad, where they cost nearly half as much, according to the BBC. Egg prices striking nationwide, and thanks to the bird flu. In San Diego, the field office has recently noticed an increase in the number of eggs intercepted at the ports of entry. As a reminder, uncooked eggs are prohibited entry from Mexico into the U.S. Failure to declare agricultural items can result in penalties up to $10,000. U.S. Customs and Borders Protection San Diego Director Field Operationer Jennifer Della O is her last name, tweeted on Tuesday. So yeah, don't go doing that. And I remember the saying that before, when I was reading, even before this bird flu happened, that you can't take eggs into Canada. This was prior to a long time ago. It's always been a rule. I don't think you can take eggs. There's other list of things too, but eggs was on there because I remember talking to Mr. Tuttles about it. So yeah, don't go smuggling any eggs. And I swear that that John Gale, I'm going to have to ask him, what the heck did he do with eggs? He canned them in a can, you know, like you can salsa in a glass mason jar. I swear he put eggs in there, but I don't remember. They had to be cooked, you would think. I don't remember, but he did something with eggs. I'm going to have to ask him. But man, yeah, eggs are pretty expensive. So we have Valentine's Day eggs. Oh, yes. When I was talking about the masterclass, you guys, I came across it again because I was looking up pesto. And I prefer pesto over red sauce any day. I don't know. It has something to do with the, I don't know. It does something to my stomach. I don't know. I like pesto better than red sauce. And so I lean towards pesto or Alfredo. And it's easy to make your own pesto. It's usually only 5 ingredients, I believe. It's usually pine nuts, but you can substitute walnuts, basil, Parmesan cheese, garlic, and olive oil. 5 ingredients. So, and especially like I had like a basil bushes last year. So I had some, and then you just freeze it into ice cubes or into little Tupperware containers. And it's so much better, and it's better for you. I think, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know. It might affect people more than other people, but I've heard that tomatoes, you know, they are a fruit. They're part of that. Is it the nightshade where they cause inflammation in your body? They can cause inflammation in your body. Some people, I'm sure that it does, and some people it doesn't. It affects me. It upsets my stomach for some reason. So that's why I lean towards pesto. And I make chicken pesto pizza, which is da bomb. So good. A cold pasta, like a bow tie chicken pasta salad with chicken and mushrooms. You can use salmon fillets and then put a little pesto on top. And then on top of the pesto, you would put like crushed pistachios and you bake it. Oh my gosh, so good. And then cold roast beef sandwiches. You can use a mixture of mayo and pesto. Mix that mayo and then you have pesto mayo. And then you use that on your sandwiches and stuff with some red onions and arugula. Oh, best roast beef sandwich ever. I love pesto. So you guys, I'm going to post that masterclass on the Dina Jo Podcast Facebook page. So you guys can go on there. You don't have to be approved. It's open. Anybody can go on there. For the moment, I'm trying to change that. And I'll post that masterclass on there. It's pretty interesting. And then you guys can kind of go through there. I think it said that some of the classes are, plans start at $15 a month, but this is free. This one, and it tells you what is pesto. What's the difference between pesto, bacada, and pestu, P-I-S-T-O-U. Never heard of that one. Common pesto substitutions. Can you make pesto without nuts? Can you use pesto without cheese? 6 tips for making pesto. It's awesome. It's just, and then I'm sure if you go through the masterclass, you can go, they have all different ones on wellness, design and styles, arts and entertainment, writing, sports and gaming, science and technology, all kinds of different ones that you can look at. So I will get that posted today for y'all to look at. Hey, Hobo, how are ya? Hope you are well. We're talking pesto right now. Hope you're doing good. We are Hobo chilling. Bam. All right. So we talked about pesto. And where did my national holidays go to? Today is Community Manager Appreciation Day. What? What is that? What is that? We celebrate community managers and appreciate their hard work and dedication. Well, okay. If you're a community manager, we appreciate you. Spanky. Hi, Spanky. How are you? I hope that you are well. Well and warm wherever you are. So yeah, those managers, I'm not sure who they are. Community managers, it's your day today. Oh, this, they don't teach this anymore. National Handwriting Day. In a world full of digital devices and voice to text apps, handwriting is an art. Yes, it is. My niece was here. Gosh, she was here probably 7 years ago and she had no idea how to read handwriting. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is like a secret language for people that kids that grew up, you know, I sent you an article how to preserve eggs. BP, dang, man, you're so awesome. See, if you lived closer, you know what I would be making you? A chicken pesto pizza. Chicken pesto pizza. Mm-hmm. I sure would. Yes, I have the great people in this chat. And because you know what? They're probably all missing you, Spanky. We're all missing you. Mm-hmm. So handwriting, yeah, it is cursive. They don't know how to read it or do it, you know, and I think that's terrible. Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of your own little, that was when you learned to write your name in cursive. That was your name. That was your signature. That was nobody else wrote it like that. So yeah, handwriting, it's about gone. It is also National Pie Day. And this time it's the pie you stuff in your face, the yummy pie. Grab a slice and celebrate the simple, delicious pleasures of good pie. And we were just talking about this on Stewie's podcast yesterday. He was talking about weird food combos. And I had mentioned the apple pie with cheese. Is it cheddar cheese? I've never tried it before. I don't know. Has anybody ever tried that before? Is it good? I mean, is it the sharpness of the cheese and the sweetness of the pie? I mean, because I know I've had like sliced apples with Gouda cheese all fancy pants as a snack eating it. But when you eat it warm and it's all together, I don't know. Apple pie with cinnamon ice cream. That sounds way better than a slice of cheddar cheese, if I might say so. That sounds really good. Yeah, and you know what? When you say cinnamon ice cream, we grew up, we would get vanilla ice cream, and then we would sprinkle cinnamon on top of it. That's what my grandma would do. Doing my part, doing jury duty this week. Oh, are you going to try to get out? Are you going to try to stay and see what horrible things happen? You probably already don't get paid enough, right? So I don't know. So anyway, so apple pies. It's also, this actually looks really, really good. International Sticky Toffee Pudding Day. It sounds really super sweet, but like with vanilla ice cream or a bunch of whipped cream, it doesn't have that on there, but it kind of looks like it needs it. Celebrate and enjoy a sticky toffee pudding today by ordering it or making it from scratch. Yeah, I don't think so. That looks kind of difficult to make, but maybe not. I don't know. Toffee pudding. Has anybody ever had that before? International toffee pudding. Sounds good. What else is it today? It is Better Business Communication Day. Well, I think that's for everybody. Help us in an effort this Better Business Communication Day to focus on effective, sound communication. So we need to talk slower and communicate better. That we don't care about. Oh, okay. I didn't know we needed a day for this, but it's Measure Your Feet Day. Get out a ruler and find out if you're really wearing the right size shoes, it says. Huh. Well, I bet you a lot of women probably wear the wrong size shoe just because, oh my gosh, those are so cute. I got to have them. I used to do that. Not anymore. Let's see. It says, if you've heard about the holiday and scrunched your face in confusion about why we need a day for measuring your feet, like I just did, then Measure Your Feet is most certainly for you. Okay. The feet are one of the most overlooked parts of the body. Most people don't give any special attention to their feet. I beg to differ because I smash them all the time. So I have to give them attention. I need to be in a bubble. So yeah, I pay attention to them a lot. I used to not wear, I used to just go around barefoot. Since the last time I broke my toe, man, I've been wearing slippers. I know they're not much of a protection, but they're a little bit better protection. Oh, ooh, thank you, BP. I'm wondering how difficult it is. We'll have to see. I'll have to check it out. Thank you. So yeah, the history of measuring your feet, nobody really knows or cares, but measure your feet. It's Measure Your Feet Day. And ladies, measure your feet. Because those high heel shoes, they already are hurting your feet if you got the wrong size on. It's going to get you. All right, Aiden. It's National Aiden Day. If you're an Aiden, I don't think we have any Aidens in here, do we? Aiden, it's your day. And it's also National King Day. We honor you today. Whether you're royalty or your last name is King, we honor you. I'm going to say all you guys in the house, you guys are all kings. You guys are all kings in my eyes. Yes, you're all kings. All you boys, all you ladies are queens. And hold your head up tall so your crown does not fall. That's my saying. Exactly. National King Day. So, and Aiden, and then Pedro has a day too. It's National Pedro Day. Pedro, well, he was the guy on, oh my gosh, Pedro with the tots. What the heck is that movie? You know who I'm talking about. My coworker's name is Aiden. He'll be here in a couple minutes. Oh, well, we'll have to wish happy Aiden Day, Aiden. What was the movie, guys, with Pedro? And the guy with the orange fro and the glasses. Yeah, that movie, Pedro, National Pedro Day.
Tater Tots. Napoleon Dynamite. Thank you. I'm king of the local food scene. Yes, you are, BP. You are king. Thank you, Bam Bam. Yes, Napoleon Dynamite. Tots. It's National Report Pharmaceutical Fraud Day. Okay, that's a joke. Really? All right. Mm-hmm. We'll leave that to somebody else. But yeah, National Report Pharmaceutical Fraud Day. They always say they put it in our face, but wow. National Rhubarb Pie Day. I have never liked rhubarb pie or rhubarb for that matter. If anybody else has ever been to Knott's Berry Farm in California, Knott's Berry Farm is an amusement park. It's like the smaller amusement park besides Disneyland. And they have this huge restaurant and they serve fried chicken. And for the dessert, you get rhubarb pie. And I've never liked rhubarb pie. I don't know. There's something about rhubarb. I don't know. I just don't care for it. All right. So, and then it is Snowplow Mailbox Hockey Day. Ooh, what's that? Mount your trucks with the best plow blaze as we celebrate snowplow thrashing. What the heck are they? It sounds like they're the greater number of mailbox taken down at more points they score. That's what I was going to say. It sounds like they're just taking down mailboxes. Yeah, that's what they're doing. I wonder where that's at. It's illegal. It's illegal here now. Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute. It sounds like there isn't that, wouldn't it be, is it because of the, is it federal because of the mail that goes in it? But we don't have our own personal boxes here. And I don't know what, and we're one of the oldest communities here where I live and we just have a central mailbox. But I remember you can get fined for that, I thought. So it's Snowplow Mailbox Hockey Day. I wonder where they allow that to happen. I'm trying to see. In most cities, winters are harsh and snowy, blah, blah, blah. Snow wardens. In Milwaukee, the first horse-driven snowplows arrive in Milwaukee and are used in residential. No, that doesn't have anything to do with it. Yeah, I would think in most states that it is illegal. Plow drivers have one hell of a sense of humor. Yeah, I know, right? Hey, Salty, how are you? I'm getting your list ready for your birthday coming up. We're going to have some good music coming up on that day. And I don't know if you have to work on that day or not, Mista. We'll have to talk. But welcome. Yeah, so snow plowing. Lewis used to do that. Oh my gosh. And then he would sleep for days. So you're right. They do. They're not happy after working 36 hours. And now, you know, because of all of that COVID thing, they are saying because a ton of people got fired because they wouldn't get injected, right? And so now they don't have enough people to work the snowplows. And now they're complaining because the roads aren't being plowed like they normally should be plowed. And it's because they don't have the people. And it's because they've made these rules. So, yeah. I had my own plow business years back. Wow, I was tired. I bet. Yeah, because it doesn't stop. It doesn't, you know, when it's coming down and you're just moving it and constantly moving it. And then where do you move it? Like in Canada, you know what I mean? You have to go to parks and stuff and just have these big mountains. That's where you're doing your RCing, huh? Was on the big old snow mountains. Yeah, it's crazy. And then there's some other names in here. I have no idea who this is. I don't know who it is, but it's celebrating Netja's courage, selflessness, and spirit of service to Mother India. Somebody in India, and I would totally butcher your name. I'm sorry. I wonder if I can copy it. Probably copy it. Bam.
spam and put it in here so you guys can see who it is. Oh, yes. It's his day. It's his day. And anything that celebrates selflessness and a spirit of service is nice. So, yeah. I know somebody else want to say his name. Come on and try to say his name. And it's the First Philippine Republic Day. So, and I believe those are all of them. That's all of the national days today. So go eat some pie and then follow it by some sticky toffee pudding. And then maybe some rhubarb pie. Those are all of our foods for the day. And then just be nice and make sure your kids know how to handwrite so they have their own handwriting. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. We're again about 5 minutes early. And then not tomorrow, but Wednesday. Wednesday, I'm going to plan on doing some music Jeopardy until I get somebody. Oh, Salty, you said that you wanted to do karaoke. If you don't have to work on your birthday, maybe you can do it on that day. But until other people have the cajones to come in and sing with me, or sing by yourself or with somebody else, we'll do some music Jeopardy on Wednesdays. So, because we have Aaron on Fridays. So yeah, I will send you something. Oh, I hope it's a lot of money. That would be nice. All right, we'll start with some music to get us going. We're going to continue on with this. The Summer Graduated, the 1, 2, 3 songs of The Summer Graduated. We ended in 1987. So we're going to start with the number one song of 1988. I should say the summer of 1988, because these lists, there's about a million lists for each year. So here is the number one song for the summer of 1988, and it's Roll With It. Roll With It was written by Steve Winwood and songwriter Will Jennings. Publishing rights organization BMI later had Motown songwriters Holland Dozier and Holland credited with co-writing the song due to its resemblance to Junior Walker's hit I'm a Roadrunner. This song is about overcoming obstacles and working with what life gives you. Winwood emerged as a successful solo artist in the 80s after struggling with personal problems, including a divorce. Winwood's biggest solo hit in the U.S., this spent 4 weeks at number one and also topped the pop charts in his native Britain. The album of the same title also topped the U.S. albums chart. So here is Steve Winwood with the number one song of the summer of 1988, Roll With It. Say what? Welcome. Oh, you're the class of 89? 83. Oh, youngsters, youngsters. Love it. Thank you, Salty. Welcome, T-C-Z-T-E-D-E-U. Welcome. All right, so that is the number one song for the summer of 1988, Roll With It by Steve Winwood off the album Roll With It. 1988. All right, so the runner-up, number two, the second song of the summer of 1988, is one of my favorite, Cheap Trick. Well, this song isn't one of my favorite, but I like Cheap Trick. The Flame. The Flame is a power ballad written by British songwriters Bob Mitchell and Nick Graham. Lap of Luxury, which included the big ballad that would get them back on the airwaves, The Flame. The song is a tender ballad where the singer tells the girl he will always be there for her. It was not a typical Cheap Trick sound and was also their only hit not written or co-written by their guitarist Nick Nielsen. The song succeeded in exposing the band to a much larger audience. This was Cheap Trick's only number one hit, remaining at the top spot in the U.S. for 2 weeks the summer of 1988. So here is Cheap Trick with the second song of the summer, The Flame. Thank you. I know. I love Cheap Trick. Thank you, Salty. Ooh, look at you. Appreciate you. Thank you, BP. But this was typical, not Cheap Trick at all. In fact, I totally forgot they sung this song until it was on this list. Thank you, Tuttles. You were the first, you were the last. Yeah, see, that's how you do it. Oh, is Aiden there? Happy Aiden Day, Aiden.
Whenever you need someone to lay your heart on your head upon, after the fire, when the moon will rain, I will be the flame.
Oh. Well, tell him he has to follow me and then listen to it. Download it and listen to it. All right. So that is the number two song for the summer of 1988. Cheap Trick with The Flame off of the album Lap of Luxury. All right, Cheap Trick. Be quiet. Go over there. So we're going to move on to the third runner-up for the summer of 1988, and it's Monkey by George Michaels. This funky, it says this funky monkey was the fourth, this funky song, it should say, it says the funky monkey was the fourth U.S. number one hit from George Michaels' debut solo album, Faith. Like most of his songs, he wrote it himself. George was inspired by a friend of his that was dealing with drug and alcohol addiction, but he didn't know how to help her. He used the term monkey to refer to drug and alcohol addiction. He asked her, do you like the monkey or do you love me? In its release as the single in 1988 and reached number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and number 13 on the U.K. singles chart. Monkey debuted at number 42 and on July 9th, 1988, reaching number one for 2 weeks. So here is the third runner-up song of the summer of 1988, Monkey.
Just now, like you did just now.
I do not remember the song. You do? This was your year, though. I remember this album. Is George Michael's with the third runner-up for the summer of 1988, Monkey, off the Faith album. Mm-hmm. Monkey. All right, so we are going to move on to the summer of, 1989. Goodness gracious, here is the number one song, is Right Here Waiting. Right Here Waiting is a song by American singer and songwriter Richard Marx. Marx wrote this song on the road as a love letter to his wife, actress Cynthia Rhodes. And she was one of those dancers. She was in Flashdance and then the one with John Travolta. She was the blonde. In a 2010 interview, Marx told the story behind the song. I wrote the song for my wife, Cynthia, who was in South Africa shooting for a film. We were not married then, and I wanted to see her because I had not seen her for a few months. But my visa application was rejected, and when I got back, I wrote this song, which was more of a letter from me to her. It was the fastest song I ever wrote in barely 20 minutes. The song was released and was a global hit, topping the charts in many countries around the world, including the U.S., where it reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It reached number two on the U.K. singles chart. It was certified platinum on the Record Industry Association of America, and it was the U.K.'s most streamed love song on Spotify ahead of Valentine's Day of 2013. So here is Richard Marx with his love song to his, well, his then wife, Cynthia, the number one song for the summer of 1989, Right Here Waiting. Staying Alive, Staying Alive. That's a movie. Staying Alive was the movie I was thinking of. Drinking a beer. Oh, you're right there waiting for her drinking a beer?
Oceans apart, day after day, and I slowly go insane. I hear your voice on the line. But it doesn't stop the pain. If I see you next to never, how can we say forever? Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. Whatever it takes, or how my
and Richard Marx is MTV's VJ Jay-Z Fuentes now. Welcome, SWISNYD. Good to see you. But I can't get near you.
to see it, baby. You've got me going crazy.
All right, so that is the number one song for the summer of 1989. Right here waiting for you. Richard Marx, Repeat Offender is the album. All right, that's a little slow. We need like, that's why Fridays are like more pick me up. All right, so we're gonna move on to the number two song of the summer of 1989, and it's Toy Soldiers, another kind of slow one, by Marquita. This song is about another drug addiction song, and how drugs can control you like children control their toys. In an interview, Marquita said that she wrote this song about a friend who was hooked on cocaine. Marquita, her real name is Marta Mariara, was born in May 1969 in Whittier, California. Her Cuban parents left their home country during the revolution. Marquita started acting before launching a recording career, appearing in film versions of Annie in 1982 and TV series Kids Incorporated. Here is the number one Billboard Hot 100 hit for 2 weeks in mid-1989. So here is Marquita with the number two song on this list of 1989, Toy Soldiers. She was kind of a one-hit wonder. Oh, I don't know if she was, Peter. I'm just saying I think she might have been. Marquita. It's M-A-R-T-I-K-A. Marquita? Huh. All right, well, that was the number two song for the summer of 1989, Marquita, Toy Soldiers, off her 1989 album of the same name, Marquita, Toy Soldiers. All right, so we're going to move on to the third runner-up of the summer of 1989, and that's Cold Hearted by Paula Abdul. Cold Hearted is the 1989 song by American singer Paula Abdul from her debut album, Forever Your Girl. It was written and co-produced by Elliot Wolf. The song finds Abdul warning another girl about a man, letting her know he's a heartless snake. Like all of her hits, it was written by a man, again, Elliot Wolf, who worked on it after working with Paula on one of her other songs, Straight Up. Wolf said he wrote the lyrics by getting into the mindset of a woman. This was Abdul's third consecutive number one hit. Cold Hearted topped the Billboard Hot 100 charts for 1 week in September of 1989, ending Richard Marx's three-week run at the summit with the one we just played right here, waiting. So here is Paula Abdul with the third runner-up song of the summer of 1989, Cold Hearted. Now we can dance a little bit. Anything to please him. Uh-oh, he's been telling lies.
He
don't play the rules. Uh-oh, gonna play the fool now.
He was on the sweet way. Then he called you up to check that you were well and had a phone. All the world at the end of store, he's been trick or treating. When it comes to two left girl with him, there's no one home. He's a cold hearted snake.
Look into his eyes. Uh oh, he's a telling lies.
He's a lover boy.
Is the third runner-up for the summer of 1989, Paula Abdul with Cold Hearted from her album Forever Your Girl. A little bit more upbeat. All right, so we're going to move on to the summer of 1990. And the number one song, oh gosh, I remember buying this CD. The number one song is Vision of Love. Vision of Love was written by Mariah Carey and Ben Margulies. It was Mariah's first single. The song debuted at number 73 in America, but 2 months later, in August, spent 4 weeks at number one. The orchestra ballad showcased Carey's outrageous vocal range. Carey's built off the song's success and became the top-selling female artist of the 90s. The lyrics of the song represent her past life filled with alienation and how she had dreamt of achieving her dreams over adversity up to the moment when she finally came to fruition as the vision of love that she had always believed in, despite everything that she had had to deal with in her life. So there. Yeah, and then she got a little cuckoo Jew. The song won the 1990 Grammy for the Best Pop Vocal Performance for a Female. Carey also won Best New Artist Grammy of the Year. So here is Mariah Carey with the number one song of the summer of 1990, Vision of Love. Hi, bands. Thank you for coming in.
In the kind, sweet destiny, carrying me through desperation. To tell that it was waiting for me. It took so long. Still I believe somehow the one that I needed would find me eventually. I had a vision of love, and it was all that you've given to me. Weight on my own,
had to be strong, so I believe, and now I know I succeeded, even finding the place I can see.
I had a vision of love, and it was all that you've given to me. I had a vision of love,
all right, so that is the number one song for the summer of 1990, Mariah Carey with Vision of Love. All right, so we're going to move on to the runner-up of 1990, and it is She Ain't Worth It. And
I really don't remember this song either. Glenn Mendes featuring Bobby Brown. And I think that's how you say his last name. Glenn Mendes, born and raised in Hawaii, was just 16 when he had his first hit. Mendes' record label, MCA, tried to give him a more age-appropriate sound and image by having him record the upbeat hip-hop infected She Ain't Worth It. The plan worked, released as the first single from his third album. The song went to number one in America. It featured the rap from R&B artist Bobby Brown. The song reached number one for 2 weeks in the U.S., the Hot Billboard Hot 100, becoming Mendes' only number one hit in the United States. So here is Glenn Mendes with the number two song of the summer of 1990, She Ain't Worth It.
She's got the butt. Take her where she wants to go. Every day you let her know. She's the one who's always on your mind. She just got an attitude. Leads you all that leaves you blue. Can't you see she's really just a waste of time?
And he, Mendes, he had a hard time with pop stardom, it said, in the music industry. And he became a teacher, earned a doctorate, and became a principal, and then the president of an all-boys school, Catholic high school in Honolulu called St. Louis School. So he decided to do something else besides music. So that was the number two song of the summer of 1990. She ain't worth it. Featuring Bobby Brown. We're going to move on to, all right, the number three, the third runner up for 1990, Billy Idol with Cradle of Love. Cradle of Love was written by Billy Idol and David Weiner, yes, Weiner, from Idol's 1994th studio album, Charmed Life. In this song, Idol sings about enjoying a sexual relationship with a much younger girl. The song title is based on saying, robbing the cradle. Billy was having a hard time with drugs and alcohol and eventually wound up in a horrible motorcycle accident when he ran a stoplight on his Harley one night in Los Angeles. A steel rod was inserted into his right leg. Billy went on tour to promote the album. The accident caused him to have to walk with a cane for most of the tour. Cradle of Love became one of Idol's biggest hits and his last major hit in the United States, where it reached number two on the Billboard Hot 100. It was also Idol's first and number one hit on the Billboard Mainstream Rock Track Charts. So here is Billy Idol with the third runner-up song of the summer of 1990, Cradle of Love.
Yeah.
Thank you, BP. Billy Idol, Charmed Life, with Cradle of Love, the number 3 song of the summer of 1990. Billy Idol. Those were the days when, gosh, I saw him at some little rinky-dinky place in California growing up. You could go and spend $30, $40 and see these people back in the day. Back in the day when I was growing up. Yeah, nowadays it costs you hundreds of dollars to see him and you're still up in the nosebleeds. All right, so we're going to move on to the summer of 1991. And the number one song is Everything I Do For You. And this is by Bryan Adams. The song is featured in Kevin Costner's movie Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, where it is played over the end credits. It was written to order for the movie initially by American film composer Michael Kamen, with the middle 8 break and outro arrangements added by Adams and producer Matt Lang, who was a she's from Canada too. What is her name? And I'm just drawing a blank. And they had, okay, so Adams used the line in the movie, I Do For You, as the base of the song, and they had written it in about an hour. This was one of the most successful singles of all time, selling over 3 million copies. It was number 1 for 16 weeks in the UK and spent 7 weeks in the US on the top. So here's Bryan Adams with the number 1 song of the summer of 1991, Everything I Do For You. Shania Twain, that's who it is. I knew.
Look into my eyes, you will see.
Lots of love songs on this list. Oh, please do, Peter. And if it's okay, if I could share it on the Facebook page, let me know if that's okay. Oh, perfect. Yes, please send it to me. Thank you, Bam Bam.
Yeah.
Hi, would you rather steals? Which shirt are you wearing today?
Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate you. It's been a while. Ah, okay. Hi, Emmanuel. Good to see you. Please hit that follow button if you haven't already. Thank you. All right, so that is the number one song for the summer of 1991. Bryan Adams with Everything I do for you. Off is Waking Up the Neighbors, 1991 album. All right, Bryan, we're going to move on to the number two song for the summer of 1991. And it is Paula Abdul with Rush, Rush. The song was written by Peter Lord, who was in the R&B funk band called The Family Stand. As a singer, Paula Abdul is most remembered for her debut album. It was this ballad from her second album, however, that was her biggest chart hit, staying at number one in the U.S. for 5 weeks in 1991 and giving Paula her fifth number one hit. The song was a stylistic departure from Abdul, whose background was in dance and choreography, while her first album relied on up-tempo tracks with heavy production under the tutelage of her voice coach. Her ventures into ballads on her next album were very successful and earned her an audience in the adult contemporary radio. So here is Miss Paula Abdul with the second song of the summer of 1991, Rush, Rush. I always thought she was saying hush, hush. Not rush, rush. Hush, hush. Oh, thank you, Peter.
You're the kiss that's my soul, that is. What I'm saying is, I'm into you. Here's my story, and the story goes. You get love, you get love, and more than ever know. You're gonna see, I'm gonna rock, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna take this love right to you. All my heart, all my joy, oh baby, baby, please. Hurry, hurry, love, come to me. I wanna see you free with me. I can feel it, I can feel you all through me. What you do to me? All I want.
All right, so that is the number two song for the summer of 1991, Rush, Rush by Paula Abdul off her Spellbound album. We're going to cut it short so we can get to a couple more. This is a little more upbeat. It's been on our list a couple of times. This is the third runner-up for 1991. Unbelievable by EMF. Unbelievable is the song, of course, recorded by the British band EMF. It was released as a single in the UK in 1990, peaking at number three on the UK singles chart. In the United States, it hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1991. The song was produced by Ralph Jezard and contains samples of U.S. comedian Andrew Dice Clay and the Black Panther Party member shouting, "What the..." Beep, beep. So here is EMF with the third runner-up song of the summer of 1991, Unbelievable. Hi, Christian. Thank you so much for coming in.
got replies. You suspect me, I don't talk enough. But when I do, I'm a fool. These times I've spent, I've realized you shoot through and leave you.
The things you say.
The things you say.
You're unbelievable.
Your problems, they're telling me in my mind. I'm always so concerned with what you say. You're always so soft.
You're unbelievable. All right, so that is Unbelievable by EMF, and that's off their Sherbert Dip album. And again, I played the Tom Jones one when he does this remake. If you haven't listened to it, you need to give it a listen. It is really good. And I have a few more songs, but I'm going to end with this next one just because it's fun and it's upbeat. So the number one song for the summer of 1992 is Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Okay, everybody, get ready to get your booty out there. Baby Got Back is a song written and recorded by American rapper and songwriter Sir Mix-a-Lot, released as the second single from his third album, Mac Daddy. The song was written and co-produced by him and samples the 1986 Detroit techno single Technicolor by Channel One. The song is about women with big butts and the men who love them. Mix-a-Lot got the idea when he was watching a Super Bowl on TV and the Budweiser commercials came up with models that were way too skinny for his taste. It debuted at number 75 on the US Billboard Hot 100 on April 11th, 1992, it hit number one 12 weeks later. So here is Sir Mix-a-Lot with the number one song of the summer of 1992, Baby Got Back.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends, but you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay?
Hi.
Her butt.
It's like so big.
I can't believe it's so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so wow.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. That when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face,
is that sprung. Like, pull up top.
Did you notice that button was stuck? She's wearing.
I'm not staring. Baby.
And take your picture. My whole boy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes. Ooh, rub a smooth skin. You say you want to get my bins? Well, use me. Cause you ain't that average groupie. I see her dancing. To hell with romance. And she's sweat. Wet. Got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines. Send front butts all the thing. Had the average black man and ask him luck. She got a pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah.
Your girlfriend got the butt.
Hell yeah.
Shake it.
Shake that healthy butt.
Baby got ballet.
Thank you, Skills. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Peter. Aw, Christian. Thank you.
Now here's my scandal. I want to get you home and double up.
I ain't talking about Playboy, the silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix a lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos, not me bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos, I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I want to get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I want to. Till the break of dawn, baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this.
Alright, so that was the number one song for the summer of 1992, Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot off the album Mac Daddy. You want to roll in his Mercedes? Well, you gotta have back. Not be skinny like me. He won't like that. I'm too skinny for him. Mm-hmm. Alright, well, today it went by really fast. Yes, y'all. We close this out so I can see where you guys are. I gotta get this figured. Welcome back to Gray. You left me, or did you not? I never left. Is that what you're gonna tell me? I never left. I've been here the whole time. Right? All right. Well, I'm gonna leave you guys like I always leave you. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Be well in your own skin. You're a badass. That's what I have to tell myself every day. You're a badass. So, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Thank you for coming in, though. I appreciate you guys so, so very much. I will be back on Wednesday. I love you guys so very much. Thank you for your support. I wish I could give you all a big, big hug. Bye. Have a great rest of your day. See you around Podbean. Where's my music? I like this song. So we're going to play it. Uh-huh. See you around Podbean. Bye.